Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, the Christina Lou Show with Claudia, Sabina, and Christina. It's like a ladies' group here.
That's right. It's like Dream Girls, right?
You know, I just wanted to say one thing because oftentimes I do forget it, and it's not that we're not appreciative here. I just want to say thank you to Dan, who's the director of broadcasting. He was just in here, and that's what it reminded me. To Janine, who's always available, and to Rebecca and Julian, both who are the engineers today. This place doesn't function without these four people. And at the end, it never fails. I'm yapping away, and then it's like 1-2, and it's like, goodbye, see you next week. But it's very important that these people are just the lifebone or the life source of this radio station. We just want to say thank you. And Sabina had to something in reference to a scam that you wanted to share with
yes,
us?
Yes, I am on everybody's scam list, everybody's. And so I have a feeling that it's the certain group is directed at seniors. And I did call one. It was a notice of a reward for $100. I thought, I'll give it a call. And I called, and okay, they're going to send me. I did so much shopping at Walmart and Target, which I have never been in my life, but they are going to send me $100.
Okay.
I said, okay. And they said, well, actually, you're going to have it turned out to be only $70, but I was going to have $30 in gift certificates. And they were going to send me a check for $40 cash. And I said, okay, so you have my address, right? They said, just a minute. And I said, oh, there's a charge? Yes, there's a $2 charge. Well, who wouldn't send $2 charge, you know?
Right.
I said, okay, I'll send you a check. And they said, no, we need it on your American Express. The charge number.
Mm-hmm.
I said, goodbye.
Right.
You know, and these things are going around, and it sounds innocent. Oh, for $2, give us your charge number. We'll charge it to you. You just have to be very careful nowadays.
The amount of scams. I got one last night that I had to update my American Express. There's been activity and verify everything. I don't have an American Express card.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, they just mail them out in
right,
random. Now,
right, yeah.
American Express,
in the hopes
a lot of
that
people
someone
have.
Will answer.
You know, I have the bank card that I use and I have a Visa card. But, obviously, millions of people.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
They don't have to study who has what. Send it out.
Right.
And there's going to be enough people that have American Express
respond.
And say, oh, let me just see. And it just said, you know, hit the thing below. And that's what you do. You get in, you give a little information, and they have it.
Next thing you know, they have enough to...
Yeah, it's you know, and we try and bring these up, especially during this segment, because, like I said, I mean, every day there's something new that comes out, mm-hmm. So it's hard to keep up. So it's you got to just educate people. I mean, there's not, you don't want people walking around, everyone's terrified of everything, but just to ask questions and
well,
to be aware.
What makes me think I'm on a big list is I also got a trip or two free to the Bahamas. And if you read the small print, which is really, it's unbelievable, you're going to get on that ship and they want you to buy a timeshare, and they're going to train you in how to buy timeshares, how to sell timeshares, and all this and all that. And you have to, oh, yes, you also have to pay port fees and... You know, it's they're come-ons.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, see, that's a little different. That's not a scam. That could be unethical.
Right.
It's you know,
well,
know
wait
it.
A minute.
When they give you a free trip.
Wait a minute.
There's always
right.
a,
there's
a
wait
price.
A minute.
There's
yes.
a catch.
They're see, telling and you free trip, but I'm sure there is no senior who can read
well,
that.
Well, you read it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what
that's
it is.
That's what the point
yeah,
is.
I read
nothing
it like
is
this.
For anything.
Right.
Nothing is for free.
And
so
you
they
don't
have all the.
Know,
I get them all the time
it, you know,
to fly
I mean,
someplace.
Yeah.
The old adage, right?
If it's the timeshare people, that's the way they work.
It is.
You know, you
yeah.
go, you listen for 4 hours, you're going to get a TV,
yeah.
and they just have these salespeople
right.
that at the end of it, you say, why did I sign that? But you did.
Yeah.
But stealing is a different thing. Actually, we have in July 15th, another one of the Project Safe programs was going to be done. This one's going to be done at the Great Neck Social Center. And Judy Bosworth is going to be there. And she's organized this one with acting DA Madeline Singus, Charlie Berman, who's the receiver of taxes, because there's issues there. Anna Kaplan, who's the councilwoman from Great Neck, and Peter Janowski, who happens to be my partner. He's with Johnny Montgomery Scott. But it's the same program we do, but even the DA, they do these programs. It's all, like you were talking before in reference to just being aware.
Yes.
That's all. It's just a matter of being aware. In Great Neck, there's so many scams going on. Sabina's from Great Neck.
Yeah.
You just, you know.
And these project saves, and I mean, I know I've said it before, but I mean, it's, I've had the pleasure of going to them, and you really walk away with some cold, hard tips.
Absolutely.
You know, and these golden nuggets that we always
talk about. Exactly.
And I mean, one of my favorites is, at one of them that I went, is that when you go to an ATM, you know, to just put an envelope.
Yeah. Oh, I love that tip. Yes.
Cover it. Because this way, you know, they can't, because there's all these skimming devices that are put.
Cameras.
Up there.
Yeah.
And so it's a 2 second thing. You know, you just sit there, you cover it, and you can type in your PIN number, and, you know, no one has to know.
You know, if you say to half the seniors, oh, we're having this program, come listen, be aware, you'll learn. Oh, I've been to them, I know everything. They don't know everything because the scammers are faster than we are, and you've got
to
keep up with
them. Something new every day.
There's always something you can learn.
And lunch will be served at this one at the Great Neck Social Center, so.
Yes, so you just come for the lunch.
Well, there you go.
So, I mean, that's a draw right there.
Well, actually, no, we do find out because the feedback does come. Yeah, it's, you know, every time is different speakers, and people do learn. You learn something because it's current, like what Sabina brought into us today. That $100 one, I haven't heard that one yet. That's a new one.
If you walk away with just one piece of information that could save you, it's worth the while. It's worth the while.
And the thing is, I suppose the one thing I try to push everybody, you just be mindful.
Yep.
We have somebody here, Sabina, who's mindful of not just, oh, okay, I'll give you my card for $2. Make it easy. I don't have to bother writing a check. And then you've done it.
Yeah.
And once you get in, and once they have a hook on something, it can be years. It's a shame. You got to cancel your cards.
It's a headache.
that's true, too. Forget that part of it. It's the headache.
It's
just
a whole lot of things that need to. So just, you know, be educated and just ask questions. And don't just automatically assume, you know, things. So. And which actually goes along with this whole protecting your identity thing, North Hempstead has the STOP event programs, and there's actually one tomorrow at North Hempstead Beach Park from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's great. I mean, these are very popular. I know amongst our population that they're it's really just amazing because you're able to bring old documents and have them shredded in front of you. You know, so this definitely, you know, it's you could see it, and it gets a lot. I know at home I have a small little shredder, and it takes forever to sit there, you know, shredding things. So this way you get your box and you bring it over, and you're able to get rid of old pharmaceuticals and household chemicals and pesticides. I mean, it's really a whole list of things that you could just bring over and just dispose of it the right way.
Right, because if you're in doubt about throwing something out, if you should or shouldn't, then please call 311 and they'll advise you of the next stop event, and they'll educate you as to what you can.
Right, because there's all kinds of regulations and restrictions, you know. So it's, and this program, it's just amazing. And it's this huge truck, this huge shredding truck, and you literally can sit there and just watch all your documents be shredded, and you know, so you don't need to worry.
That was a question last week in New Hyde Park. I think it was New Hyde Park, where we were doing a program, and somebody wouldn't bring their stuff because they said, why should I put my stuff on the truck and let them drive off with it? And I said, I'm glad I said, no, it's done while you're there. We're not, the town doesn't want the responsibility of taking your papers
and then
driving them someplace. While you watch, when you go home, get back in your car, what you gave them was shredded.
Right.
It's over.
And the shredders aren't just, I learned, they're not just vertical shredders.
Yes,
they
cross-shred,
which whatever that means, which is the most...
Yeah.
I guess
I don't think
accurate shredding machine out there.
Right, you can't.
And on top of all this, I think is really great. Big Brothers and Big Sisters also will have a truck at this event tomorrow, and you can drop off, you know, clothing, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, books, small area rugs, bike scooters, luggage, picture frames. I mean, it was amazing, all the stuff.
That's wonderful.
And it goes to a good cause, you know. So if you're just going to throw in the garbage or whatever, you know, this way you know it's going to
a person.
And you can get a tax write-off so you'll get a little receipt that you can, you know, bring home too. So this way you can just bring so much to this, which I think, you know, it ties into our first speaker, Lisa, because
the
CASA organization, they're actually there, you know, so it's a whole town-wide initiative just to, you know.
And CASA I see on the TV every now and then.
Yes.
But it's an important agency. Yeah. And, you know, Claudia was saying before, with the stuff that's in this town for just education, to keep you all mindful and aware of safety,
absolutely.
Of abuse, of anything. It's just tremendous.
And that's what I just – I mean, this event, it's great on so many different levels. You're getting rid of stuff, you know, in your house, but you're also doing it the safe way, so you're helping the environment. I mean, it's like it's covering all bases.
I'm going to bring a van.
Yeah. And it's at the beach. So
and suntan lotion.
That's so true, too. You're at the beach there. You want it that particular time. No, but it really
is. Definitely. I only hear amazing things about the program, so it's something to – go to.
Yeah. Well, people always ask questions, and there's no reason. Take responsibility
for
the next generation.
A lot of people ask about the event.
Don't throw aerosol and these different things in the garbage. You know they're going to go to garbage because the garbage man's not taking it apart, but take a moment and do the right thing with it. It's for everybody's
benefit.
You're
absolutely right.
You know. And actually, we're basically out of time, as always, right? We have a minute. So I just want to let everybody know that next Tuesday is a board meeting, the 23rd at 7:30 in Town Hall, and that's always open to the public if anybody wants to go. That's basically it. So I want to thank Sabina and Claudia. And Christina is supposed to thank me because it's the Christina Lusso.
Yeah. That's all.
And I
want to
thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Always being a pleasure to work with.
You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great week, everybody, and thank you.